This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Thank you very much. For the last few years, we have been doing a song that concerns the fact that the seasons have been affected recently. Don't seem to have spring like you used to, or summer or fall. It has been a season collectively of frozen aspirations and frozen hopes. We'd like to do a song for you about the season that we're trying to get over. It's called Winter in America. Circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Yes, they've been looking for the rain, just like the city, the stagger on the coastline, living in a nation that just can't take much more. Like the forest they buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Well, they never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It seems like winter in America. Time when all of the hills done been killed and been betrayed. Yeah, people know it's something wrong, and everybody ought to know. Winter, it seems like winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Brother, sing me so. Winter in America. The Constitution was a noble piece of paper. It would free society where they struggle but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, unemployed and I'm hoping that it rains. Yes, I've been hoping for some rain, but it just don't look like rain. I've seen the robin Hurston Baron treetops, they're watching the last ditch races marching across the floor. Signs that melted in our dreams and never had a chance to grow. Well, they never had a chance to grow. If somebody wants to know, tell them it's winter. Nothing grows in it. Winter in America. Time when all of the heroes done been killed, or they've been betrayed. Say, people know it's something wrong here, and it feels like winter. It seems like winter in America. Yes, well, the truth is this, nobody fighting. Nobody knows what to say. The sisters save the babies. Winter in America. Now it's winter. It's cold, it's winter in America. Yes, it's a time when all of the healers, fellas who could help us, done made a kill. They put them in jail. Hey, people know it's something wrong. Everybody ought to know. Seem like winter in America. Yes, well, the truth is there ain't nobody fighting, because well, nobody knows what to say. Yes, well, the truth is nobody fighting, because well, nobody knows, nobody knows. Truth is there ain't nobody fighting, because nobody knows what to say. What's in America, of course, the sound.
And so love goes. And so life goes. And so I go. You carry on, my brother.
Hard drive from the Fifth State Studio A in snowy Sussex County, New Jay. We didn't get hit as hard as, by no means, as if you skirted around the midsection of New Jersey and went right to the coast. I think they got a couple feet down south, and man, we were just talking here in the studio, as we do, and I was relaying to the mystery man that Providence, Rhode Island got 33 inches of snow. That's almost 3 feet. I'm like laughing about it a little bit. I'm certain they and their backs are not laughing. Like the mystery man, who gratefully shoveled out a gateway for us to enter the hollow Studio A, or hollowed studio, not hollow. That would mean it's empty and you wouldn't hear anything. Hallowed Studio A here, where we emanate from on a weekly basis, normally. And it was touch and go. As of this time yesterday, it's like, maybe no show again this week. But, you know, I really have a buzz on to make up for lost time between medical calamity and snowstorms. We missed a bunch of shows this winter here. So it was like, let's keep it on the table for tomorrow, just in case. Management are diamonds here on Free FM, Bill and Mike. And they said, no sweat, my man. Okay. So let's see what happens. And what just so happened, we have a sunny day here in New Jersey, where we have a ghost of a chance to unlock the door with the skeleton keys. And sure enough, we're here to do a program today, our 1 hour and 58 minute Tour de Force. The Paleface Parabola is now live and on the air here in the Free Music Zone, Wednesday evenings between 10 and midnight, and also heard podcast-wise all week long until we make another jumbo joyful noise next week. We thank you for your ears here tonight. He's the mystery man. He is the guts, as it were, of this program. We use his studio. He contributes musically at the end of the show and edits this program, whelping it into listenable form. I'm Jumpin' JB. I'm the quote-unquote talent. And I can feel my blood sugar going low. So at some juncture during the program, you may hear me chewing on the buttered bagel I picked up 15 minutes down the road just to keep going. Now you know, and as we may wave the magic wand towards all the news that gives you fits, first, let's do music. And to recap here from where we've been, this in the background is a tribute to the late jazz great Woody Shaw. Hence, the title track to this record is what we just rolled out. Shaw's Groove from Jason Keiser, K-E-I-S-E-R, on guitar, and his band. I don't know any of the rest of these players. This was recorded on August 18th, 2022. As in the old days, jazz sessions are still done in one day, as opposed to taking 1 month, 1 year to get a drum sound in the studio for rock and roll bands, if rock and roll even exists anymore. And the good rock and roll bands follow a similar path to jazz and do their things in 1 or 2 days. Recorded in Los Gatos, California. Happily not Mexico, where there's explosions all over the place from the PO'd cartels. Man, what a mess down there. I know people have said to me, no, Mexico's great. It's really nice. It's really safe. It's like, no, it's not. It may be really nice, but it's not really safe. You'd have to pay me to go to Mexico at this point, or any point. Six-piece band, Jason Keiser. We heard the title track on the OA2 record label. That's the label that did the Danny Green Trio with Strings album from 2017, one of my favorite records of last decade. Proceeding in this hurriedly put together and slapdash kind of parabola, listening to our opening gambit right now, tonight your ears, tomorrow the world, Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson with their band, and at least a piece recorded live bonus tracks on the Winter in America CD reissue on the TBT label. And added note to the song Winter in America, that song, weirdly, was not on the original album. But it is here, happily, a live version with new liner notes by Gil Scott-Heron when he was a crack addict, pretty surprised with the smell of butane all over him. He could write anything. God, what a song. I was talking to a friend last week over the weekend, and he mentioned the call letters of an old jazz station that we used to sit with a whole bunch of potions and maybe even some medicine and listen to. And listen to Gil Scott-Heron talk his talk and just think, where did this guy come from? This fantastic Brian Jackson was the band leader of the Midnight Express Ensemble. And Winter in America is an anthem for the age we're living through right now, the day after Trump's State of the Union, which my wife and I debated on even watching, but she pointed out that we should be informed on what this gefilte fish is even saying. And the mystery man is saying, well, don't watch that. Don't support him. Get the real lowdown from watching the alternate State of the Union by one of the protest groups against Trump. Maybe Move On or somebody along those lines. But it can't take away, I can't say that Winter in America is joyful because I'd be lying, but it is an incredible intellectual piece and musical, which the music backing kind of fits today, the day after a snowstorm, where we got 7 to 8 inches out here in the northwest of the state, one of the 21 counties here, as opposed to what they've got in other parts of New Jersey and also around the northeast from New York State, which got about 2 feet, and up the coastline, which got close to 3 feet, if not 3 feet itself. Enough about the weather. This is a rock and roll show, or supposed to be. When we started here at Free 4.5 years ago, it was the weekly opening of the Rock and Roll History Books, but I think it's the weekly opening now of the Music History Books would be more accurate. Preceding Gil Scott-Heron, heard the track called Double Diamonds from a new record on the Acid Jazz label out of England. The artists are Chris Bangs on the Bang Bangs, a.k.a. the Traps, a.k.a. the drums, and Mick Talbot on keyboards, who played the Wurlitzer in that track, or on that track. Guitars by Felix Frankel. The new album is called Smokin' Aces. This is their second or third offering to us. Mostly instrumental records. There's a couple vocals on this one, surprisingly. Boy, they're good. They got a good sound. And appropriate that they're on the Acid Jazz label, since, you know, that was a movement out of England about 20 years ago by the likes of the James Taylor Quartet, no relation to JT, the man who would rather do heroin than do Carly Simon in his day. Bangs and Talbot. David Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven have a new record out also on a small label, ORG Music. And the piece we heard was a cover of the Friends of Distinction soul classic from 1970 called Grazing in the Grass, written by a guy with the first name of Philemon, which biblically is Philemon. I've heard it pronounced, but a friend of mine who's was a Bible scholar used to call it Philemon. H-O-U is the last name. David Hilliard, who's made a few records now, and they're all good. He's got a good sound. Sax player and the Rocksteady Seven here on Free FM, except no substitute. Stan Getz checked in from 1949. Stan's mood, and people who knew Stan Getz well used to say he's a nice bunch of guys. I know people like that. Zoot Sims on tenor, Al Cohn on tenor, Duke Jordan on the 88s, recorded in New York City, again, May 2nd, 1949. We took that from a various artist collection called The Birth of Bop. Two CD set, and it goes back in to jazz history. Charlie Parker's on this collection. Dexter Gordon. And a whole bunch of stars. According for the Savoy label, which had two offices, one out of New York and one out of the city of Fallen Angels. Began the show with music from an album released February 22nd, 1971. People either were lukewarm on it or hated it when it came out. I remember it was a favorite of our typing teacher in high school at the time. And one of the memorable things about it is that the two best looking women in the class sat right next to me. It was hard to concentrate. We speak, brothers and sisters, of David Crosby's If I Could Only Remember My Name. And talk about a stoner album. Woof. There's a lot of people that got high to this record. And low. Music is Love is the track we heard. Neil Young, Audible in the Harmony Mix. And originally released on Atlantic Records and reissued a couple years ago on Rhino Records. My record was pretty shot at that point, so I picked up the album. Thought, okay, yeah, let me listen to the second album, and it's just okay, like a lot of these things are. It's like a lot. Some of this stuff could have been left on the cutting room floor. Kids and Dogs is a cool track. David Crosby, who is not with us anymore, and I'm still sad about that. Some of his bandmates who came around after he died, obviously, but they were kind of like, some of those guys might not have been so sad that David Crosby passed. Tonight, Your Ears, Tomorrow, The World. Continue shortly with Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters. Right now, all the news that gives you fits. I better do this before my sugar gets so low I can't talk straight. 40 minutes into the show. George Harrison. There is controversy about his birthday. Some chronicles say February 25th. He said in his later days in life before he passed that it was actually, records prove, February 24th. Whatever it was, that was a guitar player who played the song, especially in his days with the Fabs, and not just showing off, playing 100 miles an hour, a friend who gave me a lift to my New Jersey show this past Friday night, who is a musician and whose music perspective I respect, you know, is a fan of Johnny Winter. And Johnny Winter came in for an autograph session one time at my record shop, and I was saying, you know, I was glad to have him, but I was kind of like, he just plays too fast for me, too many notes, and I was never a big fan, which was weird because I love Rory Gallagher somewhat because he's Irish like me. Then, you know, I said, Johnny Winter, you know, but Rory Gallagher, I thought he was great. And I got silence from my chariot driver. The Great Blizzard of 2026, not so much. Where 3D and me live, an Alamucci New J, 5 to 7 inches tops. As noted, Rhode Island, not so fortunate. The band Rush, who for years and years I couldn't stand, mostly because of Getty's voice. And I've come around because musician friends of mine and some of my customers at my record shop are so into Rush. I gave them a second chance, and I don't love it all, but I like a lot of it, a lot more than I used to. Well, you likely have heard if you're a music fan, they're going on tour now as a four-piece. Starting this year in America and Canada and then going overseas because demand is so great for it. The keyboard player is named Lauren Gold. And the drummer, apparently, who has the unenviable task of trying to even get close to Alex Lifeson, she is a whiz kid. I've looked at YouTube tapes of some of her previous engagements, and she's pretty damn good. U.S. tourists advised to temporarily avoid shootouts with Mexican drug cartels. The takeaway line from it, temporarily, that's The Onion writing about that. Bruce Cockburn, one of my heroes, touring later this year, and I've seen social media clips of him working on his new record. The Irish band Solas, S-O-L-A-S, will be in Newton, New Jersey a week from this Friday. And I'm off from my New Jersey radio show, and I'm emptying out the piggy banks around our house. Not that it's that expensive, but it's just that we have it's wintertime, and my record shop takes a beating some weekends, like this past one. When events like that happen. So I'm hoping to make it to the show because they are outstanding. Seamus Egan, John Doyle, Karen Casey. It's a tremendous Irish music band. You heard it here first. The Furry Freak Brothers were big when I was younger with their philosophical bent on different ways. They were the Cheech and Chong of underground comics, let's put it that way. And here's their philosophy. Quote, dope will get you through times of no money better than money will get you through times of no dope. Now, dope really was a euphemism for heroin. They're talking about leafy green matter. Jimi Hendrix job interview. I saw this meme courtesy of Mr. Wind, who I work with here in New Jersey. Quote, nice resume, but wait for it. Are you experienced? Unquote. Jimi Hendrix job resume. Otis Redding, the Dock of the Bay LP was released posthumously on Stax Records this week in music history in 1968. Mel Brooks is 100 years old, and his movies survive on Netflix, I've noticed. Question, what do you want to hear in Trump's State of the Union? Easy answer. Two words. I'm resigning. Somebody would have to spell resigning to him, I imagine. He's not a Mensa student. Neither am I. But Donald Trump is almost shockingly illiterate, except when it comes to talking up his own business life. Free FM has a new logo. Check it out. Go to the Free FM website. You'll find lots there, including the plethora of new music that we have on air here, chiefly played on the breakfast shows during the week, 7:30 to 9:30. Gary, Kate, and Mike man the controls, or in Kate's case, woman the controls. Artemis 2 keeps getting postponed for technical issues. Well, I'm happy about that because we don't need another Apollo 13. That one was epic enough. John Anderson and the Band of Geeks touring this year. They're going to play New Jersey, I believe, in May. Their live album, where they were recreating Yes songs. You know, normally I don't go into those kind of cover / tribute things, but given the fact that Frodo himself is there, really good. All right, I'm going to take mercy on you and play a different Woody Shaw song. I think this is... Nope. That's it. Blues for Woody. Jason Keeser. Still in the underscore here on the Paleface Parabola. Lindsey Vonn almost had to learn to ski with one leg after she tried. She hurt her knee and then went on the course. Remember this from 2 weeks ago? And almost she had to learn to ski with one leg post-Olympics. She beat her, I think it's her right leg up really bad. The Al Kooper edition of Blood, Sweat, and Tears released their one and only album with the Coop. This is Al Kooper, not Alice Kooper. The album's called Child is Father to the Man. On February 21st, 1968, and I prefer it to the Vegas-like vocal stylings of David Clayton Thomas. In fact, I couldn't stand Blood, Sweat, and Tears when he was leading. He was their front man. And if you don't believe me, listen to their version of Sympathy for the Devil. I mean, he could be on a double bill with Bobby V or Bobby Vinton or Bobby V or Bobby Vinton or certainly Wayne Newton. It was, to me, it reminded me that much of the unglory days of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. U.S. hockey, the women won gold medal, and they had the good sense and the balls, if you want to call it that, to skip Trump's invitation for the State of the Union. The men are going. And it's like, didn't you guys get enough applause already? And given the amount of barley and hops and champagne they consumed, although hockey players are hardy breeds, I'm wondering how they're even going to walk to the State of the Union. But still, when I heard that, it was like, WTF, come on now. You got worldwide adulation for that incredible game. Do you really have to go there? Well, apparently the answer is yes. Ancient Romans loved their dogs. They didn't love people as much, but they loved their dogs. Graham Parsons, the modern-day founder of country rock music, who died in 1973 by his own hands. He overdosed. His concert admission fee at the end of his career, $3, when Emmylou Harris was singing with him. Danny Amos, who's one of the guitar players in Los Straitjackets, said lives in California. He could hear the explosions from Mexico, which was 400 miles away. A book that just came out in 2069, five ships or spaceships headed to Alpha Centauri. Four made it there. Two made it back. I'll leave you to ponder while I read the next item. 1963, I remind you, Richard Nixon was in Dallas the day that JFK was murdered. Not saying, just saying. And by the way, for conspiracy theorists, E. Howard Hunt from the CIA, who was the Watergate break-in brain, as it were, or lack thereof, was also in Dallas that day. We were talking about it over the weekend. That was a CIA mafia hit. I have no doubt in my mind, and some people still cling to the single bullet theory, which hit JFK in the neck, went through the neck, hit John Connally in his ribs, the governor of Texas. At the time, he was riding in the front seat, reversed course, and blew Kennedy's head off? I think not. That was a shot from the side. And it, if you watch the Zapruder film, you don't even have to look that closely. I'm amazed the Zapruder film wasn't destroyed. It blew John Kennedy's head off. Jackie Kennedy was crawling out of the car. A, to escape, which was a dumb move because she was exposed there, but B, also to retrieve JFK's, Jack Kennedy's, brains. Her husband, he cheated on her endlessly. She loved him. Bad craziness, as Hunter Thompson once said. Sun Ra on nuclear war, quote unquote, in his song, he actually did a song about nuclear war back in the 1960s. His quote, "We're trying to save your ass." Trump, quote, "I can destroy this country if I want," unquote. He's got a good head start on it. He's well on his way. Cash Patel, did you see the clips of him getting whacked with the hockey players after they won on Sunday this past week, which I watched? I got up early in the morning to watch it. 3D woke me up. She went back to sleep. I watched the whole game and the overtime. You know, for these law and order guys, they should break a lot of laws. Although, you know what? I'm okay with Cash Patel being in you know, I don't know why he had to hone in on hockey players' glory. But, you know, we should all celebrated that who are American. That was a source of pride. In a country now, you know, which is struggling to find things to be joyful about. And boy, does Cash Patel have crazy eyes. Retrospect, episode number 716, follows us at midnight here on Free FM. And we insist that you make your way into this episode by podcast all over the place. I want to highlight Good Pods, which our CEO and man who keeps order with us renegade volunteer hosts of programs. He's recommended the Good Pods app to listen to good stuff. Trump, the Supreme Court judges who struck down his tariffs, which immediately he re-slapped 15% more globally, defying the Supreme Court of the United States. He said, Trump said, the Supreme Court judges, which got a laugh out of the mystery man when I was telling him this off mic, are an embarrassment to their families. You know, the man is an expert at hyperbole. Jon Stewart on The Daily Show this week, he was carrying on about the orphan monkey Punch and his stuffed animal. And the audience gave Jon Stewart heat, you know, for making light of Punch's plight. He said, "Oh, you came in out of a blizzard to be expert monkey psychology? Give me that." The point being, they came in, they drove in out of a blizzard to boo him. Finally, Trump sent a hospital ship to Greenland? That's a bit puzzling. Or maybe not. What's next? Some of the spaceships that are on their way to Alpha Centauri? Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world finally continues with music from Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters from 1996 album Sacred Heart, Blues and Ballads. This is Sacred Music, IMHO. Thank you.
this notepad and I'ma take a telephone calls. I can tell this job's at the end of the line and I'm ready for the fall. But I've been watching the boss carefully and he always seems to be having a ball. And then I scratch my head and wonder why I'm down here and he's up the hall. Now all of my paychecks aren't worth the paper they're printed on. I get them Friday, but Monday they're all gone. There must be some way to change my situation. It's time that I took up a brand new vocation. I wanna take a 2-week vacation 26 times a year, add them up. When I fly to exotic places, my jet will be a Lear. I'll need several secretaries just to jot down notes. I'll wear Gucci loafers and expensive shirts and blue executive exotic coats. 'Cause I said I wanna be a boss.
I wanna be.
Cars. Well, no, maybe I'll just cruise with a limo and a chauffeur, TV, telephone, and booze. Tinted windows so the common folk can't see me here inside. Maybe every now and then for fun I'll give some old cool a ride. Then maybe I'll slip them $1,000 bill. Then he'll smile and shake my hand and I'll put him in my will. I'm gonna count up all my widgets and digits and all my stuff. I'll make millions in a day, but it'll never be enough. Nope, not enough. 'Cause I said I wanna be a boss. And I just wanna take a 4-hour lunch and eat a steak with A1 sauce. I said I wanna be a boss. Shave my face and grin and smile and then I'll sell it on TV. And everyone will know me. I'll be more famous than Howard Hughes. I'll grow a long beard and watch Ice Station Zebra in the nude. And grow my nails like Fu Manchu. Keep a row of specimen jars. Get other people to work for me. Well, maybe I'll buy the Planet Bars and build an amusement park up there. Better than old. You'll have to be a millionaire to go. We'll smoke cigars and lounge in lace. Talk the talk of businessmen and bosses that we are. So here's to me, the drinks are free, 'cause I just bought this bar.
Troubled mind, going down to
got a one-way ticket, the 806 to the outskirts of town. I'm going down to the medicine show. I'll say, the gypsy girl who likes to dance and cry. I go down to the medicine show. I'm gonna put that burden down flat against that lonesome gypsy sky. When I go down, now we're gonna lay that thing down flat on the ground beneath the lonesome gypsy sky. I go down to the medicine show. Oh yeah, come on. When I go down to the medicine show, come on. When I go down to the medicine show. We'll be right back.
everything, and it's killing TV. And it's called
Hot damn, the Dixie Dregs were a great band. A great band. Maybe a cornerstone? Not maybe a cornerstone, but Steve Morris is the guitar player in this band. He also went on to the likes of Deep Purple. He had a solo career. But this ensemble together, they had a lot of game. From the album What If, we're listening to a track called Odyssey from 1978. These guys were from the South, but they surely didn't fall in to any of the blues-based Southern rock cliches of the 1970s. They were different, and I like Southern rock. In fact, we have Marshall Tucker Band in the queue to play for you tonight on this, the anniversary of Toy Caldwell's death. But listening to music like this, give me a ticket for an airplane, as the song says. Wrapping up tonight, your ears, tomorrow, the world. We cheat the hangman up after this recap. Before the Dixie Dregs, heard the Dwight Twilley Band. Their first two records in the 1970s, I thought these guys were going to go along. Two really handsome guys as the front men for the band. From At the Agora, 1976, this is a live concert just issued on the Iconoclastic label, and you would have to be to reissue a Dwight Twilley Band album in 2026, 50 years after the fact. But their first album, I'm on Fire, Sincerely was the name of the album. I'm on Fire was the hit single off it. And then the second record, Twilley Don't Mind, which the title track I played over and over again. Well, this live album, rocking it up with a track called TV, the Dwight Twilley Band. And these days, in this winter, at my age and physical condition, although I'm saying that as a positive, not a negative in this case, we watch a lot more TV than I'm used to. Dwight Twilley Band. We recommend. We also recommend the Dream Syndicate, Steve Wynn, W-Y-N-N, and his band, with the title track of the album, The Medicine Show, from the mid-1980s and overproduced by a guy who I think did Blue Oyster or Cult Records. Produced them, anyway. Steve Wynn celebrated a birthday this past Sunday. He's absolutely one of my favorites of the last 40 years. What a songwriter. Likes to traffic in the noirish side of life. And I'm okay with that. Also, a member of the Baseball Project, where they write knowingly about chapters of baseball lore. Steve Wynn, adding to our musical hopscotch and mental gymnastics on this program tonight. Wednesday, February 25th, 2026, Anno Domini. Stan Ridgway, who was the lead vocalist, as if you couldn't have guessed by listening to the track, of the band Wallaboodoo and their song Mexican Radio. I'll listen to Mexican Radio from here. I'm not getting anywhere near there. Because the violence isn't going to end when this violence ends. It's just going to be different. Well, Stan Ridgway did that song from the album Party Ball in 1991 on Geffen Records. And it's absolutely my favorite track he ever did. I Want to Be a Boss, talking about Howard Hughes and the like. Thought that was a good lead-in to Steve Wynn and the Dream Syndicate. Got the set started off with Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters from their magnificent record called Grateful Heart Blues and Ballads, and the track called Still Soul Searching here on the Pale Face Parabola. Free FM 89.0, Accept No Substitute. The Mystery Man and me on a weekly basis, live Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight, on the North Island of New Zed. From New Jay is where we reach our hands across the water to do the show on a weekly basis. Jesus, you know, let that track play by itself instead of talking over. That was magnificent. Which shouldn't be a surprise since I am the host, producer, and programmer of this program. Could be familiar with my own material that I'm playing. What a concept. Well, as mentioned in all the news that gives you fits, George Harrison would have celebrated a birthday either today or yesterday. Would have been 83 had he not existed on a diet of cigarettes. And I'm not sure George was much of a drinker. I know he was another one. You know, just went all in on Far Eastern thought and music. Certainly made a career, or helped one, for Ravi Shankar here in America. I loved George Harrison. I thought he was my favorite Beatle for a while. Although, like most Beatle fans, it went in stages. John was cool in A Hard Day's Night. George was cool in Help and his passion for race cars. Ringo was cool because he was Ringo and had a great sense of humor. Plus, I loved his drumming. Always have, still do. And then Paul was cool because he carried the Beatles from when Brian Epstein died in 1967 till the end. And the rest of the band hated him for being a taskmaster. But if you're getting things like the White Album and Abbey Road out of being a taskmaster, I think you're doing the right thing. When it came to picking a song tonight, because I didn't want to let the occasion go by, I was like, what rare George Harrison stuff do I have? And I came up with this.
Back into my arms again. Just love and all's in. how I'm doing. Oh, well, I'm doing fine. Ask me how I'm doing and I'll lay it on the line. I'm gonna beard. Yeah, I'm gonna beard. Well, I'm gonna beard pretty mama. That's all I wanna do. Well, it's 9-to-5 routine. That don't agree with me. It makes me oh so mean. Oh, baby, drives me up a tree. I'm gonna beard. Yeah, I'm gonna beard. Well, I'm gonna beard pretty mama. That's all I wanna do. Running round, they're running here and there. I mean, I can't be bothered. I'm just trying to grow some hair. I'm gonna beard. Yeah, I'm gonna beard. Well, I'm gonna beard, but I'm on a song. All I wanna do. Nice time. Thank you for inviting me, but I must decline. I'm growing a beard. Yeah, I'm growing a beard. Well, I'm growing a beard, but I'm on it. It's all I want to do.
There's a ghost in my hotel room. I dreamed I gave her the key. I might be mistaken, but it's awful dark to see. She lets herself in at 3 a.m. to crawl in bed with me. Upon my bedside and sheds a second skin. She tells me all her troubles and loneliness within. Then she shows me how to reach inside and caress her skeleton.
Step right into the greatest show on earth. In the center ring, our top attraction, you'll get your money's worth. Come see the dancing elephants. The biggest thing on wheels are the little boy's first circus. I wonder how it feels. With wonder, does this magic land fill his widened eyes? Look now, there the zebras. This show's a real surprise. The polar bears arrive on cue. On bikes, they sally forth. They're mighty cool, but then it's true. They're from the frozen north. And now the clowns will stop the show with your most kind permission. A rocket blast, so you will know it's time for intermission.
Mm-hmm. better man. The ride was long, the ride was hard, but the sheriff said we can't let them go. He said, let me tell you something, I've been tracking for a long time. But they never trust a stranger, and they take care of their own.
So many bastards in all my life.
Thank you.
the Young Holt Unlimited. Yes, the group that did Soulful Strut, which was a major hit here in the States as an instrumental. These guys, Young and Holt, were part of the Ramsey Lewis trio at one point in his Halcyon days. This, however, out on their own, and this version of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, certainly to start a party, or maybe to end one. If you want to see people fleeing out the door, Young Holt Unlimited from the 1960s on the Brunswick label. Ended the set here in part B of the Pale-Faced Parabola, We Cheat the Hangman, with the Marshall Tucker Band. Now, you know from listening to this program, I don't spend a lot of time in the genre. I mentioned before the whole Southern rock thing of the 1970s. But I thought Toy Caldwell from this band, and I love the Allman Brothers when they came out. Of course, I got tired of them after a while. But Toy Caldwell, the guitar player in this band, who was also the songwriter for it, he got a toe tag today at the age of 45 in music history in 1993, I believe it was. What's the date on this? Yes, I actually remember something for a change. I took that track, Never Trust a Stranger, from Carolina Dreams, 1977, the year. My favorite, by a country mile or three, of the Marshall Tucker albums. And this whole album, especially side two on the original record, ooba dooba. What good music. What music they make. The really weak T. Bela Lugosi impression or impersonation. Birthdays of the day today include Dennis Dykin, the drummer from the Smithereens, a New Jersey-based band, and he is a killer diller. What a great drummer. Born today in 1957. He's my age. Welcome to the club, Dennis. Also birthday, and we played this gent in that set, John Doe, who was a dope part of the band X. Can you resist in modern times doing a Homer Simpson if you hear the word dough? Well, obviously I can't. Born today in 1953. Wowza. He's got some miles on him. Good songwriter. Similar, and they're both from California, and both from L.A., I think, to the noirish bent of Steve Wynn. John Doe, birthday today. Emmett Rhodes, who is a popmeister on the level of Paul McCartney at his best, troubled gent. He went from a really handsome pinup type model in the 1970s to looking like Who Did It and Ran in the album that they tried to make a comeback with about 15, 20 years ago. And it was a bad record. It's all morose and downbeat. Born today in 1950. He passed a couple of years ago. Bob Dylan got soy bombed at the Grammys on this date in 1998 by one of those streaker type fellas. Stevie Wonder got the Gershwin Award today in 2009 from Barack Obama. Barry, 1968, Chicago. Hendrix got plastered, castered, and I've always been envious about guys who could keep the Johnson in full force while they're getting wet cement poured on home base. 1992, Buddy Guy won a Grammy, his first one ever, for the album Damn Right, I Got the Blues, which was the beginning of his modern-day renaissance, IMHO. And Quincy Jones sued Sony Records on this date over posthumous releases from Michael Jackson and monies he was owed. Before Marshall Tucker Band, we heard John Doe with Hotel Ghost from the album released in the early aughts. Is this a self-titled? I can't see a title on this record, so we'll leave it at that on the Yip Rock record label. Speaking of Homer Simpson, from Springfield, Missouri, the Morels, from the album Shake and Push. This was roots rock when it wasn't happening much in the early 1980s. And a track called Growing a Beard. Hilarious. In a minute and 53. And began the set with George Harrison covering a really rare Bob Dylan song called I Don't Want to Do It. Took that from the soundtrack to the movie Porky's Revenge, released in the mid-1980s. Killer soundtrack put together by Dave Edmonds. Included a lot of cool people, including George Harrison's hero, or at least one of them, when the Fabs were starting up, Carl Perkins, on that record, doing a version of Blue Suede Shoes with the rhythm section of the Stray Cats backing them up. That's where we've been. We got to get to getting to get these last couple things in before the Mystery Man makes his appearance of the week here to end the parabola. Retrospect number 716 coming up for you podcast listeners and also your ears here on the North Island. Hamilton NZ is our headquarters, and this is Dr. Horse with a track about a clothes horse.
Folks, here's a story about a friend of mine from out in the Midwest. He's a tall, handsome guy, and Jack, he really knows how to dress. He wears nothing but the best at no times that money can buy. I've watched him so often pay as high as $100 just for one necktie. He was something to look at when he came on the scene. Check, that cat was clean. He used to change his vines at least 7 times a day. And what he paid for them, Jim wasn't me. Like one vine alone cost the cat $3,000. And he had 2 $50,000 rings. And he wore one on each hand. Check, that cat was clean. When Bobo walked down the street, he'd sweep the average woman right off her feet. Another thing I like about it, Jim, that cat was built. And the shirt she wore cost a grand a piece, handmade out of pure Japanese silk. Jack, that cat was clean. He had coal black hair and his teeth was white as snow. The chicks used to scream when Bobo walked in the door. He'd sometimes smile and give the girls a wink. And the top coat he was wearing was hand-stitched, fur-lined, out of pure genuine. Check, that cat was clean. He had a pair of shoes, I ain't never seen a pair like that. And what he used to wear with them was a pair of silk slacks, cost him 7 bills, and a $500 genuine Panama hat. Jack, that cat was clean. The gloves he wore must have cost him $800 a pair, and he had a pair to match everything that he'd wear. And every time he went out, I don't care where, you'd always see him wearing that $70,000 stick pin. Check, that cat was clean. I got a long-distance call late yesterday. Yeah, you guessed it all right. It was from Bobo. And he said he just bought a jet and he was headed this way. So here's a tip to all you so-called playboys. With them fine queens, you better get them out of sight before Bobo comes on the scene. Because the way that cat dresses Jim and with his dough, if he hit on one of them, ain't no way in the world she can say no. Because that cat will be clean, clean, clean. Ooh-wee! That cat will be clean.
First off, great God, let me tell you the news. My head got wet in the midnight dew. I've been down on my bending knees, talking to the man from Galilee. Then my God spoke and he sounded so sweet. I thought I heard the shiver of angels' feet. Then he put one hand upon my head. Great God, the mighty, let me tell you what he said.
Don't tell that long-tongued liar. And poor, you gonna reach just what you sow. Some people go to church just to signify, trying to get a date with the neighbor's wife. But listen to me, brother, sure you won't. You'd better leave that woman alone, because one of these days, you mark my word, you think that brother is going to work. You're gonna come up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you knock no more. You may run on for a long time. Stop, great God, let me tell you the news. My head got wet in the midnight dew. I've been down on my bending knee, talking to the man from Galilee. Lord, he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He placed one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Don't tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that.
Originally from 1949, the artist then was Bill Lansford and the Lansford Heirs. This the 2000 remaking of that piece from what was my album of the year in the year 2000. The album called Spirit of the Century on Peter Gabriel's Real World label. And I love this album. Well, obviously, if it was my album of the year. Saw the band live. In fact, I have two ticket stubs inside the CD from when we saw them. At the time, great bill. John Hammond Jr., Charlie Musselwhite, and the Blind Boys of Alabama. What a tale these guys have. I have a book at home about the Blind Boys that I haven't read yet, but I'm going to. And preceding this... Now, what the hell did we play? Oh, yeah, Dr. Horse. Jack, that cat was clean. How could I forget that? From 1962, man. I love that song. It's just so nuts about a guy spending a lot of money on his wardrobe. That brings us to now, retrospect on the horizon. But first, we're going to taste from the delicious vat of the vaults of the Mystery Man. And we're getting technical, sparing no expense on this week's show to end it. He's on microphone number two, and he's going to talk to you about what he's about to play. Hit it. Oh, didn't I turn it off? Sorry. What an oaf.
We're going to hear something from a Montreal-based duo called Angie de Poitrine. And this is a live cut from live at KEXP, which is a radio station in Seattle.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, and they host these live events quite often, and they do a really good job with it. But this one has gone viral, this video. I invite anyone to... look it up on YouTube and have a look, because it's as bizarre as it sounds.
And we invite you to listen to the Mystery Man's radio program here in New Jersey, the station we both work at, Homegrown Radio NJ, and it's available as an internet station only. He's on Sundays live from 5 to 7 in the p.m. Eastern Time. And on his website, you can hear the show anytime during the week. That's us. That's where we've been. Sláinte, good fortune, and go well.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.